how you feel about the person giving you the information. So if they are your friends on Facebook, or if it's the beliefs of a social group you're in, or however you choose to identify, whatever they're believing, you're likely to believe.
Drs. Hofer and Sinatra also have a few reminders about what you can do to address science denial.
First, vote for those who support science and who base related policy decisions on scientific evidence. We will not effectively address climate change or the pandemic without leadership that values science. Second, enhance your own digital literacy and make sure you're not complicit in sharing misinformation. Third, practice listening and communication skills and take the risk to talk with those who have differing views. This may be especially helpful with the holidays coming up.
You know, we just touched on misinformation in our last lab on social media with Dr. Jeff Hancock. Mm-hmm.